how much faith do you have in government's abilities to solve problems? Talking about federal, state, local, there is an argument that change in representation may mean less continuity and new, sometimes completely different reform agendas, and it all results in less overall government improvement. Nothing's getting better. We're talking about how governments can work more collaboratively with outside partners to be more effective and restore public confidence, ours. And our guest has some specific plans to make that happen. And we want you to join us here at 1-800-642-1234. Choose your level of government. Local, state, federal, does it have your confidence or trust? Did it ever? And what's caused you to feel better or worse, or maybe even agnostic about the people in power who are in charge or tasked with solving big problems for big groups of folks? Call us, 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Email always available, ideas@WPR.org. Don Kettle is a professor emeritus, former dean of the School of Public Policy at the University of Maryland, and a fellow at the National Academy of Public Administration. His books include The Divided States of America and Can Governments Earn Our Trust? Well, can they? He chaired two blue ribbon commissions for Wisconsin state government, one on campaign finance reform and the other on government structure and finance. And his latest book is co-written with William Eggers. It's called Bridge Builders: How Government Can Transcend Boundaries to Solve Big Problems. Don, welcome back to Central Time.
Lee, it is so good to be with you there this afternoon.
I want to start with your optimism in the face of what is a general skepticism about government's ability to get things done. You've been at this for a long time. You've studied this more than most who have an opinion on this. So what keeps you motivated and keeps you talking about it and keeps you coming on to show how we can do it better?
Well, one of the things is it sure beats the alternative, and I'm not ready to throw in the towel yet at all. But one of the things that that both Bill Eggers and I, my co-author, are convinced of is that it's truly possible to be able to make government work better, and in particular to solve some of the really big problems that we're facing. And the reason why we wrote this book was to try to describe how the people who have figured it out have figured out how to do it better. Continually impressed by people who have been out there on the front lines and have found the solutions. And so what we've tried to do in this book, Bridge Builders, is to lay out a strategy that we've been able to steal actually from the people who are actually out there doing this every day.
I want to back you up on that. Bridge Builders, your new book, is not a pie-in-the-sky theoretical design. It is actually looking at when government works and what it is, the common themes that are involved in when government is able to tackle big problems and make things better for a large population of people. So how would you define a bridge builder? Who are they and what do they look like, Don?
The bridge builders are the people who make the connections among all the different players who are responsible for providing the kind of services that we want. We've got a large number of people that we've explored and identified, but one of my favorites is Mike Nichols, who is down here in Texas in Houston, and he's the head of something called the Houston Coalition for the Homeless. And in the course of the last 5 years, they've reduced homelessness by 63%. Now, let me repeat that, 63% in 5 years. This is something that almost everybody agrees is one of the very toughest problems that we have to solve. But the way in which he did it was to try to pull together a very complex set of different kinds of organizations, more than 100 in total, and got them to work together to try to make the ways in which homelessness needs to be attacked work effectively. One of the things that we discovered as we were looking at the book is that so often we tend to think about government as a kind of vending machine where you put some money in the top and you pull the lever and you press the button for the kind of service that you want and then worry about whether or not the service is actually going to come out the other end. What we've discovered is that government is much more like a big symphony orchestra. And it's the matter of trying to find somebody who's an orchestra conductor, which often turns out to be government leaders, who find a way to bring the orchestra together. And if the biggest orchestra we've been able to find is usually about 100 different kinds of people playing 100 different kinds of instruments. But it turns out that there in Houston, they managed to create this enormous progress against homelessness with a group larger than the largest symphony orchestra. That's pretty impressive work. But in the working together, they created truly beautiful music and attacking one of society's very biggest problems.
Well, and as you ask in the book Bridge Builders, Don, what kind of a problem is homelessness? Is it economic? Is it jobs? Is it mental health, drugs, family, criminal justice? Well, what kind of problem is this? And there's no one answer to it, so there can't be any one solution. And that's why you talk about the importance of being outcome focused and how starting with the outcome may be the best place to take your first step, even though that's what you're that's just the goal.
Well, that's exactly right. And it turns out, Lee, that increasingly the problem of accountability is not a matter of just having people check off the boxes or to try to rattle the bureaucracy from the top down and hope that we're going to be able to get something that comes out on the other end, but instead to try to look at the organization as a place where it's you bring the kind of expertise that you need to be able to produce the results that we want. But you define accountability in terms of the entire system's ability to be able to produce the outcomes that we want. And the more that we focus on outcomes and drive everybody to those results, the more effective the system is going to be.
We want to start with reducing homelessness. That is the outcome we're going from, and we work our way back from there. Does that sound about right?
That's right. And one of the other things, too, that they did in Houston was to begin at the beginning by going out and trying to understand what are the basic problems that lead people to homelessness? And they discovered that in some cases, it's mental illness. In some cases, it's drug dependence. Other cases, it turns out to be an economic crisis, like the loss of a job. Sometimes it's being released from prison. Other times, it's a kind of a problem of spousal abuse. And so if we want to try to understand how to fix the problem, we need to understand what problem we have to fix. And then to try to identify the organizations that can be most useful and most effective at being able to produce those kind of results that we want. So it's understanding the government is not just a set of individual bureaucracies that are not connected, but a set of very complex problems we're trying to solve, and where the key is trying to understand how we can bring all the different organizations together that are responsible, that are needed for trying to attack these problems.
Don Kettle, Professor Emeritus, former Dean of the School of Public Policy at the University of Maryland, joining us. His new book, which he co-authors with William Eggers, is Bridge Builders, How Government Can Transcend Boundaries to Solve Big Problems. Join us, 1-800-642-1234. What questions do you have about the solutions that our guest is offering and how government might work better for the lot of us? Do you work in government? Are you a public leader? Do you see yourself as a bridge builder, or do you see other bridge builders out there who deserve attention for the work they're doing? 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation next on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Rob Ferret today, and we're picking up our conversation about helping governments figure out how to better solve today's complex problems. And it involves a complicated solution, according to our guest, which brings in all parties who are invested and involved and can come out and are outcome-focused. Don Kettle's Professor Emeritus and former Dean of the School of Public Policy at the University of Maryland. He's the co-author of the new book, Bridge Builders, How Government Can Transcend Boundaries and to Solve Big Problems. I want to talk about trust, Don, and how we build trust in government at a time when trust can be seen as a near nadir.
That's a great question, Lee. And the core problem is that, truth be told, most of us really don't trust the government very much to do what it is that needs to be done, and especially at the big level, what we call in the book the wholesale level of politics. And it's very hard to try to trust a government where we see such incredible polarization. But on the other hand, one of the things that we've discovered is that on the retail level, on the way that each of us interacts with the kind of government agencies that are responsible for delivering the goods and services that we want, what we really want is to have our problems solved. We don't really care who solves them, in fact. We just, if we have a problem, want the problem solved. And the more that we can focus on those problems, the more that we can develop good solutions, the more we can bring together the different organizations that contribute to those solutions, and the more that we can satisfy all of us about the kinds of services that we're getting, to that degree, we can really truly improve service and improve trust in government. I think it's going to be really tough to change it at the wholesale level because there are such huge battles that go back and forth. But at the retail level, that is, at the level where each of us interacts with the government, the more that we can improve service by making sure that fires are put out, to make sure that the snow is removed from the roads, the more that we can try to deal with those issues of homelessness that we were talking about earlier, the more that we can make government work well at the retail level, to that degree, we can build trust one brick at a time and the wall that really constitutes our democracy and the kind of buildings that we use to try to establish the way in which we want government to serve us. And that's something that is fundamentally important. And the good news that we discovered in this book, Bridge Builders, is that it's something that is very doable when we get the right kinds of people in the right places and the right skills to get the job done.
Complex problems would require the government to bring in all parties involved and come up with some complex solutions. So how do you assign accountability that can restore or invest in trust when you have all these parties involved in dealing with and looking for these outcomes?
And that's one of the toughest problems of all. When we start talking about a government that doesn't seem accountable, what it really means too often is that it looks like we've got government agencies that too often are just in business for themselves. But the way to try to bring all of these different organizations together and to define what accountability means is to focus on those outcomes, to focus on what it is that we want the system to do, and then to judge whether or not it's doing it. And one of the things that we've discovered is that one of the easiest way to break down those walls that too often are put up between government agencies is to focus everybody's attention not on process and not on programs and not on who's in control and who's in charge, but rather what kind of problems that we need to solve and who it is that has the assets that we need to solve individual parts of the problem. That the great realization that has come over most of us, I think, is that we're now in a world where there's no one problem that any one organization can control. And that's true, it's not going to change. And so the way to solve problems is not to try to control them, but rather to try to identify who can contribute which pieces to the outcomes that we want to try to produce. And it's making those different pieces work together that creates this kind of symphony that has to constitute the way in which government operates these days.
Don Kettle, our guest. He is a co-author along with William Eggers of the new book, Bridge Builders, How Government Can Transcend Boundaries to Solve Big Problems. And Don, I imagine that good government types would be nodding along with just about everything you have to say today. So what are the impediments here? Where do you see the barriers to getting done a government that provides for better outcomes?
Well, and the good news on the one side is that as we've talked to lots of government officials and lots of people on the inside, you're right, we do get a lot of head nods. We get people saying, yeah, this is the way in which things have to be done. But why is it, if it makes so much sense, that it's so hard to do? And the answer is that in some cases, we've got people who don't want to play along. We've got organizations that want to try to defend their boundaries as if there were barbed wire and deep trenches to make sure nobody could come in. We've got people who are jealous about their own individual power and guarding the money that they've got. We know all of these impediments that unfortunately have built up over the years.
Yeah, so Don, it sounds
like what we also know is that we've got ways to be able to solve them.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like we're going to have to overcome human nature to the way you describe these problems.
Well, you know, on the one hand, it's the kind of organizational pathology that goes way, 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 way back. But on the other hand, we have a kind of basic philosophy undergirding most of what we're talking about here, which is that most people, when they go to work for a government agency or for any organization, really don't want to say, let me go to work today and see if I can really screw this up. Instead, what people want to do is go and find a way to get their job done.
Yes.
And what we found is that there are strong and effective ways of solving these problems. And it's in many ways just sweeping the barriers out of the way so that they can do what we want them to do and what they want to do.
Don Kettle, you talked earlier about homelessness and how Houston has tackled that and reduced the homeless population with a number of bridge builders like Mike Nichols and bringing in a number of different organizations who are invested in the outcome. With the 2 minutes we have left, can you briefly talk about the biggest thing we're going to have to tackle here in climate change and how we even get started on dealing with something like that?
Now, that's just a great example of a problem that we know that we need to solve and which none of us can solve on our own. And so the key is first to try to sit and understand what is it that we're trying to accomplish? What are the steps along the way? What are the kind of targets that we can set so we can understand whether or not we're going to make any difference? Then we have to understand who is in charge of doing what, so that we can begin to assign responsibility to all the players, whether it's those of us who drive cars and finding cars that are more efficient, those of us who are designing mass transit systems to get more people off the roads and into more fuel-efficient vehicles, and to try to look more fundamentally at the basic issues that would help us to try to clean up the production and factories and manufacturing facilities to make that cleaner as well. It's a matter of breaking the problem down, finding out what it is that we need to do to accomplish the results that we want, to be able to hold each of us accountable for those individual pieces, and use that to try to put all those pieces together to create the results that we want.
And Don, finish where we start here with a few 30 seconds we have left. What keeps you optimistic that we can get there from here?
Well, the best news of all is that I spent lots and lots and lots of time with people who are actually out there doing this. And while on the one hand, we all see these horrific news stories often that talk about the lack of accountability and government's poor performance problems, we've seen far more often as we start looking the stories of people who are actually doing a great job, who have figured out how to crack these problems, who have go to work every day and find solutions, whether they're small pieces or even in very big ones, like Admiral Thad Allen, who succeeded in finding ways of trying to battle against the problems that came up with Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans.
Don Kettle, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us today.